we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, are you ready for a thrilling Thursday here in Brevard County? 3, 2, 1, go. you are off and running. I tell people a lot of times that, by the way, this is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We're our first weekend to our 24th year of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God. We just celebrated our 23rd anniversary this last weekend. But I remember the first time that I moved away from home and moved to Chicago. I was pulling a U-Haul behind a Pontiac Trans Am, or a Pontiac Firebird, by the way. And I came to a widening in the road. It was first major toll booth that I had come across, and it went from like 2 lanes to about 8 lanes. And then in about a half a mile, it was back down to 2 lanes again. I felt like after I'd paid the toll that I was a horse being released from the Kentucky Derby, and I had to get there and get into the right lane. So I hope you're off and running. You're having a great day here in Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. So want to give a shout out today to Jits Concrete. Wonderful, wonderful skilled men in the area of concrete, cement, and block work and stucco. If you need help in any of those areas, give them a call at 536-5804. Again, that number is 536-5804. They can help you out and be a blessing in your life. One of our men, I was over to see them Thursday, and he was saying that he had them coming to his house the next day to give them a quote on some work that he was needing to be done. And he said, look, I've priced it all out. It would be a lot of work for me to do it, and their price is basically the same price I could do it for myself. So if you need some help with concrete work, give them a call, 536-5804, and they will get you fixed up. So three quick announcements, and then we'll let you get right into the Word, and that is our Christmas kids program is going to be taking place Sunday morning at 10:30 in our morning worship service. I'll be preaching the Christmas message after that. And if you'd like to be a part of our Christmas banquet, that is Sunday night. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's a dress-up event. If you want to get your picture made, we can probably make that happen as well in front of our Christmas tree. But if you'd like to come and be a part of it, we consider the listeners of this program to be an extension of our congregation, and so we'd love to get to meet you. I've met people in Walmart just shopping. I've met people in Walmart at the cashiers. I've met people in other places where they've recognized my voice, and it's always a great privilege to be able to meet you. So if none of those things have worked out for you, if you would like to come and meet us, I guarantee you that I will be there, and it will be well worth your time to come and be a part of it. But we do need to know that you are coming. So give us a call, 454-4263, and RSVP to make sure that we have enough seats and we have enough food. Like I said, nobody likes it when a feast turns into a fast. That's what's coming up Sunday night at 6:30, and I'll just say thank you in advance to the men and women of Merritt Assembly of God who will make this a reality this weekend. And then our special service on December the 27th with Luke Scott at 10:30 in the morning. That is our only service that day. We don't have Sunday school. We don't have our Sunday night service. We're just asking you to carve out an hour and a half to 2 hours out of your prime time on Sunday morning. Give God your first fruits, and he will give you his best as well. It'll be well worth your time. If you've got little leaguers or parents of baseball players or softball players, you're going to hear the word of God. You'll have an opportunity to meet a major league baseball player, and you might even get a tip in there as well. I'll never forget when I was a kid, I remember a very famous basketball player coming to our church. Our church was a pretty good sized church. It had about 1200 people in it. It had started with 37 and through the years had grown to about 1200 people. And, the basketball player asked for some volunteers to come up, and my little 5 foot tall mama went up there and spent part of that service, with a very famous basketball player. And so, if you'd like to come out, be a part of that, that's December the 27th at 10:30. So back to the word of God today. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And it says in verse number 10, "Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer." So Paul reminds Timothy, he said, the reason that I endure all of these things is for the sake of the elect. Sometimes the things that you are going through is revealing a distinction in the life of a believer between or as to how an unbeliever would respond. And so Paul said, I endure all of these things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Always remember, when you are out in public, no matter what you are going through, whether it's a car issue or a personnel issue, remember that somebody is watching that Jesus died to save. And I know that all of us have times that we fail in this area. There have been times when I have failed in this area, but I do strive to constantly remember when I'm out in public, especially, I mean, I try to remember all the time, but especially when I'm out in public, to remember that I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ, that when people see me and they see my behavior, that they are going to be making decisions on to whether or not they want to hear what I have to say about Jesus or whether my life does not line up with my message. I want both my message and my life to be united. And so if you are going through a difficult season right now, I'll tell you a story here in just a moment. If you're going through a difficult season, I want to ask you to pray this way. God, may this season that I am going through, may it result in someone seeing the presence of Jesus Christ in my life. May someone recognize the presence of Jesus. May they come to faith in Jesus Christ because of something they see as I'm going through this very difficult season. I had a person one time, and they had actually told me, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about church. Don't talk to me about God. I don't want to hear it. And it's like, okay. But you know what they couldn't do? They couldn't stop me from living the life. And what happened was, after a number of years, that person came to faith in Jesus. They don't attend my church. They came to faith in Jesus Christ. And we had a conversation about it, and they said the reason that I gave my heart to Jesus, one of the reasons is because I saw how faithful you were during all of those years of difficulty and challenge. Years. Didn't have any idea that the Holy Spirit was using my life to cause a heart to be receptive to the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he was. And he will do the same for you. People are watching, and I encourage you to make sure that what they see is something that lines up with the character of Jesus Christ. Remember, people are watching. It says here, this is a faithful saying. This is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. There's the identification of the resurrection that we were reminding you about on yesterday's broadcast. We shall also live with him. We shall also live with him. I want you to know that right now, this is as bad as it's ever going to get for a believer. That what God has in store for you is far exceeding anything that you can ask or think or imagine. The beauty of heaven is beyond compare with anything this world has to offer. The presence of Jesus is beyond compare with any scenery or any experience that you could have or any relationship that you could have here. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. There's a second if that's mentioned in verse number 12, and it says, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. If you intend on reigning with the authority that Jesus Christ bestows upon you, you have to have the mindset of endurance. It cannot be a sprint mindset. It is a marathon. Now, here's the crazy thing about marathon runners. They can run over a 26-mile stretch of road faster than I can run when I'm sprinting. That's not right. It's not fair, but it's the reality. But they have the ability to press beyond. I was having a conversation with my occupational therapist when I was undergoing my shoulder therapy. She's a distance runner. She doesn't run full marathons, at least I don't think she does anymore, but she runs half marathons and 5Ks and 10Ks and all of that sort of stuff. And so I asked her, I said, after all of that running, do you still hit the wall? Because I remember when I was studying that there's a point where you are no longer functioning as an aerobic exercise, but it is an anaerobic exercise, that now you are actually taking oxygen out of your body. And she said, Bob, everybody hits the wall. Everybody hits the wall. What makes the distinction is, what are you going to do when you hit the wall? I guarantee you that your pastor has hit the wall at some point in time as he was serving the Lord, that there was a point in time where it was no longer physically able for him to go, but it was the grace of God and the Spirit. Whoops, sorry about that. I hit something there on the desk. That the Spirit of God equipped him to go beyond that temptation to throw in the towel and to quit. We need to throw in the towel or destroy the white flag of surrender where it comes to the devil, where we are saying, okay, devil, fine, you win, I quit. I have destroyed that mindset. I am not quitting in my marriage. I am not quitting when it comes to serving the Lord. I am not quitting when it comes to giving. I am not quitting on my honoring those that I'm called to honor. I am not quitting on serving those that I'm called to serve. I'm not going to quit in prayer. I'm not going to quit in Bible study, because I intend to rule and reign wherever Jesus wants me to rule and reign. Do I want to remind you not to quit, not to give up. If you are no longer as actively engaged in ministry and in your relationship with Jesus as you once were, ask God to help you to rejoin the race, to get back in the race. It says, if we deny him, he also will deny us. If we deny him, this is the third if, he also will deny us. The thing about it is, all we are called to do is take a stand for him in the presence of men. It doesn't matter how powerful they are. Doesn't matter if they're men or if they're women. Doesn't matter if they're boys or girls. We are called to represent as an ambassador for Jesus Christ. An ambassador is one who represents a king or a governing authority in a foreign land. And our ambassador to, fill in the blank country, if they decided that they were going to deny the president and the government of the United States, they would be recalled from the field. An ambassador does not speak on his own. An ambassador speaks the words that the one he represents has told him to speak. So if we deny him, Peter denied Jesus in the presence of a girl who recognized him. He denied him three times. And denial might seem like it doesn't have much of a price tag, but it actually has a very high price tag. You see, Peter denied him because he forgot what Jesus had told him. But when that rooster crowed, all of a sudden he remembered what Jesus had said. And you know what he saw when he denied him that third time? He looked up and he saw Jesus looking right at him. And he was overcome. Denial is not without expense. Peter was overwhelmed with grief. I want you to know that Jesus didn't want that to be Peter's final outcome, though. And if you have ever denied him, maybe you denied him at work, maybe you denied him after you got to college, maybe you denied him in some other realm, but I want you to know Jesus doesn't want that to be your final outcome. You see, upon Jesus' resurrection, he said, go and tell Peter. Go and tell Peter. Tell Peter I'm alive. And Peter was the one that raced to the tomb. Peter ended up being the one that proclaimed the gospel on the day of Pentecost. Peter gave his life for the sake of the kingdom. I want you to know that Peter might have denied him as an event. It might have been a moment of denial, but he lived his life fully proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you, if you have denied him during a season, let the Holy Spirit come. Allow him to bring repentance to your heart so that you have a turnaround and you live your life from here on out, not denying but proclaiming the goodness of God. Now, here's the reality of people who do constantly and deliberately choose to deny the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The scripture says that if we deny him before men, he will deny us before the angels in heaven. Don't want that to happen. Because that denial goes like this: depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you. I don't want that type of denial because there's no repentance from that. Repent if you've denied him. Repent while you still have the opportunity and ask God to give you a different motivation and cause you to be a mouthpiece that lives proclaiming the goodness of God. Fourth if in this passage, if we are faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. Everything else had been pretty similar. If we died with him, we'll live with him. If we endure, we will reign. If we deny him, he also will deny us. But this says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He's always faithful. Faithful is who he is. He is the faithful God. He is the faithful and the true. He is constantly who he is. He never changes. He never wears a mask. He never wears a facade. He's never portraying one image and perception while in reality being something different. That's what the devil does. He is always faithful. He was faithful to his covenant with the sun, the moon, and the stars that today they're still operating exactly as they were supposed to. He said, if you can break my covenant with the sun and the stars, then I'll break my covenant with you. But he is still faithful to his covenant. Even though Israel was unfaithful to their covenant, God remained faithful. Now, there was a covenant. There were blessings and there were consequences to the covenant. And I want you to know that God is faithful. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you of your unrighteousness. But if you and I do not repent of our sin, he is faithful and just to bring the rest of his word to pass as well. He is faithful. He cannot deny himself. He doesn't deny who he is. And so I encourage you today that if your heart is not right with Jesus, that you need to get right with him, because I cannot tell you when the return of Jesus is going to take place. But I do know this, it's coming. He is coming, and his reward is with him. He is coming, and read the book of Revelation, and you will find that his foes will be destroyed with the sword that comes out of his mouth, which is the word of God. The reason that I tell you these things is Paul told Timothy, he said, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. I want to remind you today that you and I need to stay on task. We need to stay on mission, the mission that God has given us, and that is to go and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to every creature, to baptize and make disciples of them. That is our mission, to train up other people who will be able to carry on with us and after us. That is what our assignment is. Where we get into trouble is when we get off task, we get distracted, we get off of our assignment, and we start squabbling and fussing and feuding over insignificant things. Over insignificant things. There are people that I have fellowship with, that I can worship with. We agree on Jesus. We agree that he died upon the cross, that he is the only way of salvation, that apart from him, no one comes to the Father. We agree on that. Are there some things that we disagree on? Yes, but they are not worth arguing about and strife and discord, severing that relationship and setting a bad example to unbelievers of what the body of Christ truly, truly is all about. You see, we are not in competition with other churches. We are in cooperation with them. We serve the living Christ. Now, if there's a church that's out there and they don't believe the word of God, if they don't believe that people have to repent of their sins, we've got a problem there. That's not insignificant. That is very significant. And so, but striving about genealogies and this and that and all of this other minor stuff, I'll be honest with you, I don't have time for that. There was a person one time, and they showed up at my office door. They had attended our services quite a bit, and they showed up that day, and I greeted them, and they said, "Hi, I just wanted to let you know I was bored today, and so I thought I would come and I would argue with you about this point." And I said, "Well, I'm so sorry that you wasted your time coming over here, because I'm just on my way out the door to my next assignment, and I don't have time to argue about that. I'm here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So I'm not looking for more feuds and more fusses to get into. I'm looking for more opportunities to share the truth of Jesus Christ." Now, please understand, I've studied theology. I know theology. I am a pastor. I am not a professional theologian. I want to be accurate in my theology, and that's why I'm with the Assemblies of God. I believe that the Assemblies of God has the most biblically accurate theology on the planet. It's not because I was raised in it. I believe it. I live it. I proclaim it. I proclaim the, but you know what? If somebody has a differing opinion on some of our doctrines, I'm okay with that. I really am. I'm not one of these persons that has to be told, "Hey, you are right." There are people that I know that the only way to end an argument with them was for someone to proclaim to them, "Okay, I'm wrong. You're right. Congratulations." If that's the mindset that you have, you know, hey, if it works for you, praise God. But for me, I would much rather, as the scripture says, be wronged in certain matters so that we represent Jesus well to a community that desperately needs to see the light and the love of Jesus Christ. It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So I want to remind you today one more thing, and that is this. You need to be actively out there presenting yourself as an approved workman to God. My wife tells a story about somebody who showed up at their office door one day trying to deliver a package, wasn't dressed like one of their normal delivery people. The package did not look like one of their normal packages. And you know what they did? They rejected the package. They said, and literally had to force the person out the door and said, "You know what? We are rejecting this passage. You don't look like the normal messenger does." I'm out of time. I'll have to finish that story tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."